You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
what's
we
up?
Do?
And get a people. Get the people. What? Hey.
Get people what they want.
Which current and former teammate is going to be joining us later in the program, Mr. Rose?
Mark Action Jackson is joining Jalen and Jacoby, one of the all-time New York City point guards.
Jalen, before that, you know I go to bed early. So I missed the Woj bomb in the middle of a Sunday night where he has not a Kevin Durant trade, but some very interesting information that the Celtics are now engaged with talks with the Nets with a package involving your namesake, Jaylen Brown, and picks and pieces. Very interesting considering the Celtics were just in the NBA Finals, considering the Celtics swept Durant and the Nets on their way to the NBA Finals. Jaylen, what do you think about this new information from Woj?
I thought you were going to think it was interesting because you just called GM Jalen on the telephone about these two teams communicating with one another. And we talked about maybe having Sean Marks' number in my phone. Maybe Ime Udoka is a friend of the show. Maybe we could get these guys talking about a deal. But here's what I want to point to you that's really like deja vu for the Celtics. They got in this position with the draft picks and the equity that they were able to acquire by trading Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. That's in theory what landed them Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And for so many years on this show, when Anthony Davis was possibly available from New Orleans, or when Kawhi Leonard was available for the San Antonio Spurs, I said to you and everybody that's watched us, get the people what they want for the last 10 years, say, he got to put those chips in the middle of the table and go get an all-NBA player. He never did it. The assets did continue to add up, and now they led to the NBA Finals. So you build out the both Williamses. The Williams brothers, Grant and Time Lord. And then you have Marcus Smart become Defensive Player of the Year. And you just acquire Malcolm Brogdon. So like you're trying to build around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So for me, if I'm the Nets, of course you're on the phone with the Celtics talking about a deal. Except you got to be calling me about Jason Tatum. Am I going to be the only person to say this out loud?
Interesting. Well, you always said, Jalen, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get GM Jalen on the phone. Let's get GM Jalen involved if we're going to do this.
What up, though?
Hello, Jalen, GM of the Nets. This is David Jacoby here, general manager of the Boston Celtics. First of all, that series was a lot closer between us than the sweep that it will go down in history as. And we've discussed a package like this before, but now it leaked. It leaked to the media. Woj caught wind. So again, what Woj is reporting is Jaylen Brown and some picks. But I want to reiterate this package here that we're putting together. Jaylen Brown, you always said you wanted an all-star back for Kevin Durant. You got that. Played best performer in the NBA Finals for the Celtics. My team. Jaylen Brown, Defensive Player of the Year, Marcus Smart. And we'll throw in Grant Williams, who single-handedly shot down the Bucks in a Game 7. And three first-round picks. Think about your defense that you would have with Marcus Smart and Ben Simmons and Nick Claxton, Joe Harris. What a team you would put together. Jaylen, I'm doing you this favor.
All right, do me more favors.
because of our relationship, I'm putting this package on the board again for you.
All right. So congratulations on making it to the NBA Finals. The one thing that I saw that you guys missed is a team that was built to possibly win it all, but not necessarily have that guy to close the deal. Kevin Durant is that guy that's going to help you close that deal. So for me, if we're having this conversation, it seems like we'd be talking about KD for Tatum. You already have a turnkey situation. If you feel like KD's better than Jason, then you can hang 18 banners. Like, I know you guys aren't trying to, you know, hover around 500 or go to the first or second round and lose. Like, I know Boston wants to win it all and win it all costs. And so I'll say that. Let me ask you a couple of more things about your trade.
Okay, sure.
Proposal. Those first round picks are going to be late first because you have Kevin Durant and Jason Tatum based on your proposal. So I'm going to be picking like 29th, 28th. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about that. Now, you can get a player like a Grant Williams, mm-hmm. you know, late in the first or late in the draft. But do you think looking at my roster that I could really have Ben Simmons and Marcus Smart?
Yes. Well, that's what I'm proposing. And Grant Williams and Jaylen Brown. Think about the defense you would put together anchored by Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Ben Simmons. Probably three of the top 10 defenders. That is one of the problems. I'm solving your problem here. You guys had no trouble scoring the basketball. You had trouble stopping teams from scoring. With this deal, that changes. That flips on its head immediately. You're welcome.
I feel like, you know, with our team, I'm going to play Ben more on the baseline, as you know. Philly had him playing at the top of the floor. I never thought that would work for a championship team with Embiid. So I'm going to put him on the baseline. He's going to play a lot of five for us this year. Ben's going to play a lot of five. But the game changer would be if we had Jason Tatum. Like,
well, he's not available right now, Mr. Rose.
Have
to put together something.
Hold on. Bad signal. I'm going through the subway. Hello?
I've got some new information. Let's just check in on what these two key pieces of this potential trade have been up to this offseason. Because just last week, you see what Jaylen Brown was doing, right? Your namesake? He was working out in the pool. He was in underwater lifting weights. You don't even lift weights. Imagine lifting weights underwater. look at that from Jaylen Brown. That's the commitment to his craft, to getting better, that he shows. And what was Kevin Durant doing? He joined TikTok.
KD already top 15 all time. Yo, they just at different points in their lives.
he's top one internet personality in the NBA. Top one.
I gotta tell you something. Two things. Jaylen and Jacoby both on TikTok. Next thing I gotta say, don't underestimate Jaylen Brown's tenacity, work ethic, and discipline. Because let me tell you something. I'm trying to play basketball. I'm trying to win as many championships as Bill Russell. But one thing I ain't trying to do is drown in a swimming pool.
Those
are two different types of exercises.
I'll say it again. I've seen Jaylen in all kinds of pools. Not in the deep end, though.
Yeah.
He stays in that shallow.
That's Navy SEAL type stuff right there. See, I ain't that committed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when I look back at my journey and I think of, like, people and players, and I know we having this long phone conversation because we talking about Jaylen, and I know you want to sell mm-hmm. me on my namesake, right? You don't have to. But what I'm trying to tell you is I look back at the journey, and I'd be like, man, I worked so much harder than other people. And then I look at this, and, like, you know what? There's people working way harder than me.
We've talked about a potential Kevin Durant. We can revisit that. So let's move on.
I need Jason Tatum's barber also when you call me back. Send me his number.
Okay. Let's move on to, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers and the drama surrounding them and their roster, the sort of West Coast Nets. Here is what current head coach Darvin Ham had to say on Shout to the Guys at All the Smoke podcast. Quote, "We want everybody all in on what we're doing. We don't want anybody that's second-guessing being a Laker or am I in the right place, or this, that, and the third. Jalen, am I reading too much into this by saying he's talking about Russell Westbrook? Like, who else is he talking about? Austin Reeves?
Shout to Austin Reeves and the Florida quarterback in college who is distancing themselves from the AR-15 references. I appreciate that. But here's what I want you to know, Jacoby. He doesn't have to sneak diss Russell Westbrook. He already said what he feels, that Russ is going to be a terrific asset for the team. It's just that, like all veteran players, he's going to have to reinvent himself. And he's going to have to compete defensively. He's going to be able to have to make some catch and shoot plays. He's going to have to screen in the half court. Like, these are things that he's just going to be required to do. And so I don't think it's only about Russ. I think it's about him building a culture. Here's what I want everybody to understand. Darvin Ham hopes to coach the Lakers after LeBron and Russell Westbrook. You see what I'm saying? So, like, everything that he does can't just be about like what happens in theory, like in July of 2022. Because they can get a phone call, like you just tried to call me about somebody wanting to acquire Russ, and then he'll be gone. And so if AD is healthy, Jacoby, let me ask you this. Because you see LeBron out there shooting off one leg, step back bankers. LeBron out here killing these boys. LeBron might be the NBA's all-time leading scorer at the end of this season. Like, he didn't even make the playoffs. Like, LeBron is about to be as motivated as any player in the league. So let me ask you this. If AD's healthy, and I told you, hire Darvin Ham, that's going to push AD. That's the person that is going to push. You see them hire Rasheed Wallace as an assistant. That's going to push AD to be consistent and to challenge him. So I ask you, if AD plays like a top 10 player and LeBron does too, where do you think the Lakers end up in the West just with that?
Well, guess where they're going to end up? The playoffs, because that's not where they were last year. And I think that you're right. The fulcrum point for the Lakers' success this season is the performance of Anthony Davis. But we're going to spend so much of our time and energy talking about Russell Westbrook and not Anthony Davis. But he is the one who's going to have to be better than last year for them to be successful. I agree with you. Jalen, who's joining us right now? Right now.
Hall of Famer. One of the greatest players in the history of the NBA, my big brother, Mark Action Jackson, is next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Coming to you live from the Seaport Inn, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, an absolute legend, is in the building. Who's joining us right now?
Mark Action Jackson, representing the NYCPGs to the fullest. Welcome to the show, legend.
Thanks for having me, bro. Appreciate you guys.
You are here to talk about NYC Point Gods, a documentary. What attracted you to this project?
Well, the history. No question about it. The history of New York City basketball players and most importantly, point guards. I'm part of that history. I'm honored to be part of that history, but it didn't start with me. And we had an opportunity to tell the story of the swag, the confidence, the grit, the grind, the impact on the game of basketball, not just in New York City, but it has carried over all throughout this country, and I'm honored to be part of it.
No doubt. And you guys, as point guards, have been so influential on the game. I've been fortunate enough to play with you. I played with Skip, and I played with Rod also. And so I have to ask you a question. You know how, like, hip-hop went from being on the block to being on wax. There was a time, to me, street ball had a chance to be on the biggest stage, and that's when you and Rod Strickland both played for the Knicks. Can you talk to me about what was it like to play with Rod and what Knicks fans and you have felt as a New Yorker since they broke you guys up, because you had the potential to be Frazier and Monroe, the remix.
Well, I'm honored that you would make that comparison. I tell you what, Rod Strickland, incredible basketball talent. And when we drafted him, I was well aware of the impact that he was as a basketball player. So as a point guard, I wasn't excited of the fact of having Rod Strickland come, especially as a rookie of the year. And then my next year, we draft Rod Strickland. I knew how bad of a boy he was, but I was concerned that at that time, they wasn't interested in playing us together. And if you're not gonna play us together, there's no sense in having both of us. I wish we can go back in time, like today's time, and play Rod Strickland and me together. Ooh. That'd be a blast, because you look at Kyrie Irving, a lot of his stuff came from his godfather in Rod Strickland.
It's a great point. I'm Mark. People like Jalen are very critical over New York City point guards, saying it's all about the handles and embarrassing their opponent and going for the oohs and ahs and, oh, in the Midwest we get buckets, right? So how do you feel about some of this criticism from people that don't believe, like my co-host Jalen Anthony?
There is no way my guy J. Rose said that.
I made that all up. I made the whole thing up.
I will say this, though, and we are the OGs today of the point guard position in New York City, but we are not the OGs. It didn't start with us. I got to give a special shout out to guys that came before us. The Lenny Wilkins of the day, the Bob Cousys of the day, the Tiny Archibald, who was the only point guard or the only player in basketball history to lead the league in scoring and assists. So it's a great history and tradition when you're talking about point guards in New York City. But I love the fact that you see its impact all throughout the world. And now in the Dockers, as well, where are the New York City point guards? They're all around this world because they have stolen our style. That's like saying, where's the New York City rappers? Well, Jay-Z's impact has been worldwide.
I love that. Represent Queens to the fullest. Let them know, Mark.
And no
as
doubt.
As I watch those highlights, I play with all of y'all. I play with Rod, Skip, you, and Steph. But I got to ask you about my guy, Sham God. Talk about his impact on the game.
I tell the story. The guy is so great of a basketball player. He has a move named after him. You know the impact that you must have to have a move named after you, that if you throw it behind the back, all of a sudden it's named after something. He has the Sham God move. He's a great basketball player, obviously. I'm proud of what he's done as a basketball coach. Hopefully one day he has an opportunity to lead his own team. But his impact is undeniable, and it's just fun to watch the guys come after you and impact the game in such a way that they have their own identity and they are recognized in a doc such as this.
So if we're talking about New York City point guards, we got to talk about the Knicks because they have Jalen Brunson. Do you think they should add Donovan Mitchell and sort of have like a two-headed monster in their backcourt?
You win in this league with talent. Anytime you get an opportunity to get a guy like Donovan Mitchell, who's a superior talent and a home run hitter at the two-guard position, an explosive guy that comes from New York and is not afraid of the bright lights and it invites it, matter of fact, you got an opportunity, you got to go get him. And Jalen Brunson is a great piece, a competitor, a culture changer, a winner from day one, played with his father, proud of what he's been able to accomplish. But if you can go get a Donovan Mitchell, all of a sudden, there's no doubt that you've improved as a basketball team over the course of the offseason.
Mark, I wouldn't trade KD with 4 years left on this deal. I'm like, y'all got to find a way to figure this thing out. And even if I lose Kyrie after 1 year, I still have KD. If you were the Nets, what would it take for you to move KD?
I'm not moving him. I'm just like you. I got him for 4 years. You win in this league, I said a minute ago, with talent. He is an elite, not just talent in the league today. He's an elite, all-time great talent. What I do is get on the phone and ask Kevin Durant, how can I make this right? What have we done to put you in position where you want to be out as far as a Brooklyn Net is concerned? And how can we make it right? And I'd have the same discussion with Kyrie Irving. Obviously, other stuff comes with it. But you have elite talent, and you have a chance that be a championship team moving forward, our favorite moving forward, if you keep those two guys alongside a healthy Ben Simmons and Joe Harris coming back healthy and old. This is a very good basketball team, and with Kevin Durant, has the potential to be explosive. I'm not trading.
You heard it here from Mark Jackson, Jalen Rose. They would not trade Kevin Durant, but for some reason, we're going to end up talking about it every single day on this program for the next month. We'll be back right after this very short break.
What about NYC Kenny Point Anderson? Guards
out. Where's now.
Where's Broadway at in the dock? Where's Broadway?
He's in it. He's in it.
No doubt.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, a long time ago, you committed to acknowledging Brittany Griner every single day that she is detained in Russia, and here we are.
Wrongfully detained, 158 astronomical days. We just wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
It was great to see DeMar DeRozan, LeBron James, Trae Young, John Collins at the Drew League. But it was better to see our guy, Hansel Emanuel, at the Drew League.
No doubt.
Jalen Rose, you see Hansel tear it up?
No doubt. And I'm glad that he's now getting the love that he deserves. We had him come on the show in high school. He took his time out of his day to come on and kick it with us. And he got game.
Yeah, he does.
Look at him out there doing work. He done banged on more people in the Drew League than I did my entire career.
Like, and he is committed to Northwestern State. That fan base is going to have a great time cheering him on.
Northwestern State. You know, no, hold on. We taking the show there.
Oh, we are?
That's our guy. We going to represent. It don't matter where he is. We going to represent. You know, we got love for him.
Klay Thompson came to represent at Dodger Stadium for his brother, and he had himself a day at the ballpark. There he is, just chugging on FaceTime. And then when his brother hit an RBI in the middle of a Dodgers rally, look at his reaction to his brother's RBI hit. Watch this. Take me through this, Jalen.
Well, first off, that's sibling love right there. Mm-hmm. You're a champion in the league. Your brother playing the league, and y'all both playing California. Shout to Michael Thompson.
Look
I'm
at
happy
this.
For him. And also, it takes an adult to be able to go to a game by yourself.
Oh, you know, I'd love to go by myself.
Just get a cold one.
Yeah.
And just sit outside and enjoy sun.
Oh, going to a game by yourself, the movies by yourself, dinner by yourself. I love that stuff.
He did the Kobe count when somebody heckled him. He counted those rings for him.
Oh, I thought you were counting how many beers he had because I'm taking the over if it's four. Thank you, Mark Jackson, for coming by. We will be back tomorrow, ESPN2, 4 p.m. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Now, Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I have to bring something up. I have some news about the Detroit Lions. Always brings a smile to your face when I say that. They've added someone to the offensive staff. Not to play football, to coach football. Gentleman by the name, you might be familiar as a Wolverine. JT Barrett.
I saw that.
Famous Buckeye.
I saw that.
Behind enemy lines in Michigan.
I saw that.
How do you feel about the Buckeye in the building?
So here's what we're going to do this year on this program.
Okay.
We're going to make sure we celebrate the Lions. So we got to bring out their schedule. And I'm going to tell you how many wins they're going to get.
Okay, I'd love this.
First off. Second thing, we need to do like a Lions all-time plays list.
Nah.
And then we need to do a Lions all-time players list.
We really don't.
We need to do all of those things. And leading up to the season, any Lions fans, make sure y'all reach out to Jalen and Jacoby. Hit me up on social. Like, This is about to be a great season. You know, okay, we're one of the best teams in the NFL in July. So let's let me talk my talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're going to win 11 games for sure.
Oh, so we're going to go, we'll go through the games right now.
You know,
all
my
right?
guy,
I got a tally. I've got a tally here.
Jared Montana under center.
Okay.
He's coming back.
September 11th, Lions Eagles in Detroit.
Jalen Hurt, I'm betting already. Two passing, one
rushing. We got 17 games. So that's a loss. We're going to call that a loss for the Lions?
But other than that, we still going to win. We're going to score 35.
Okay,
Lions 1-0.
Okay, win. All right. And then hosting again on the 18th, 1 p.m., the Commanders come to town. Carson Wentz.
You remember on this program for so very long that we were calling them the Washington football team, and we refused to acknowledge the mascot. And what was mm-hmm. the sentence that you, me, we, this show always said was going to happen?
They're going to change the name. Eventually, might as well do it now.
They're going to change the name. And for those that don't know why it's important for them to change the name, you're being insensitive to the actual originators to the United States of America. Native Americans. They were here before Christopher Columbus. They sure were.
They were 1 o'clock game. Lions, Commanders.
So Lions 2-0.
Okay, Lions 2-0. Great.
Lions 2-0.
Now heading into week three. Traveling on the road, division rival Vikings.
Oh, we 3-0.
3-0. Okay, that's going to be the story of the season
yeah,
so far.
Yeah, that's the story of the season.
And then hosting the Seahawks. I might be the quarterback for the Seahawks by then.
Hey, dog. I don't know the last time we started 4-0.
Okay, here it is. 4-0.
I had to get out there. Let me hit up Himbo. Let me hit up some people.
Then you got to go.
We started up 4. We
then you
got
to go to New England to face the Patriots and Bill Belichick, who will be the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, the head coach, the GM,
right,
the president,
exactly,
everything.
Exactly. We're not gonna bite kneecaps that week. We're gonna take an L to Belichick.
Oh, that's the first L? Loss. Okay. 4-1. 4-1. Back to earth. Get the expectations. Now, after a bye week, okay? So with the bye week 6, head into Dallas to face America's team.
That's not Thanksgiving?
October 23rd is not Thanksgiving, no.
Okay. At Dallas, that's a loss.
That's a loss? Okay. All right. So now we're 4-2. Then, October 30th, which is always a good game because if you get into that Halloween zone, crowd dresses up in costumes. I always like those games. Hosting the Dolphins.
That's a win. That's a win.
Yes, 5-2. 5-2.
You know what?
Let's go to that one. Let's go to that one.
You know, I'm going to have to hit up Steven Ross and see if we can get dual access. We get some ownership access for the Dolphins side. And I'm going to hit up the Lions and see if we can get some field all access. You know, so many people trying to get football content. You know what? Let's change the game. We're going to that game.
Let's go to that game. I want to go to that game.
All right, we're going to that game.
Except this time we're going to sit together. You're going to leave me in the bad seats while you go to the suites.
You know what I really just not thought about? Ooh.
What?
That the Dolphins got Cheetah.
Yeah, they do.
And Waddle.
Ooh. Yeah, they do. If I'm going to dress up in a costume for that one.
Ooh.
Packers come to town November 6th.
No Devontae. My guy, Devin Funchess, gets his revenge playing tight end, catches the game-winning TD. Lions win.
Oh, okay, now we're beating the Packers. All right, now we're beating the Packers. Okay. We got to speed this up a little bit. Going to Chicago to play the Bears.
That's a dub.
Okay, great. Only 2 losses. This is crazy. Then we
Justin Fields still needs some support around him.
Wait a second here. November 20th. Going to the Meadowlands to play the Giants.
We might shut them out. You know what? That's gonna be our shutout.
So right this there. One I'm a little concerned about. 4 days later, less than 4 days later, 3 days, 23 and a half hours later, hosting the Bills.
That's a setup.
I think that one is going to be Thursday. That's going to be Thanksgiving.
You know what we're going to do? We load managing that week.
Yeah, that ain't fair. That's a loss.
We load managing that week.
Okay, then we got the Jaguars. I'm not going to ask you about that one. We'll take a win there. And then we got the Vikings at home.
Win.
Okay, all right. This is going to be a great season. Going to New York to play the Jets.
We're going to hold them to 3 points.
Got it, okay. And then going to North Carolina to play the Panthers.
They got Baker Mayfield quarterbacking? Yeah. Jared Montana gonna throw 5 touchdowns against them.
Okay. And then hosting the Bears.
We're gonna sweep them this year.
Okay. And then final game, January 8th, the year 2023, in Lambeau.
We rest in our starters, so that's a loss.
Oh, good point, good point. So 10.
We rest in our starters, getting ready for the playoffs.
We got 13-4 this year. You heard it right here first on Jalen and Jacoby. The Detroit Lions are going to go 13-4 this season in the National Football League.
I got an exercise for you that when I'm not being a super fan, don't be surprised if that's flipped.
The Lions are going 13-4, more likely 4-13. But this is the best time of year to be a Lions fan. You know, because hope springs eternal in the summer. So a couple things I want to talk to you about. Davante Adams made headlines because he said he's going from one Hall of Famer to another Hall of Famer. Then we started talking about whether or not Derek Carr is going to be a Hall of Famer. And then he had to sort of back up his statement. But I need you to translate this one for me, Jalen.
I got you.
Because this is a little too black for even me.
Okay. Except for even me.
Quote, being a rapper, it's very vital. You've got to have the bars, obviously. You know you've got to have the bars. The lines got to be there, but a very, very vital and critical piece of being a rapper is the delivery, right? I wasn't a great rapper the other day. What is he talking about? What?
Talking loud, saying nothing.
That's not how white people retract statements. We apologize.
There's a term for what he was doing. That's called gibberish. That's actually what that is. And here's the thing. Terrific wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the number one receiver in the game. And you know how much I love my guy Chase. But like,
let me just look at it. Let me look at something up online.
So here's a couple of things I want to say. Here's a longevity thing I want to say. We got into this on the call today.
Okay. Don't do it.
Derek Carr plays 5 more years and puts up big numbers with the Raiders. He going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay. But I can't. I don't even. For you, just for you, I don't want you to embarrass yourself by saying what you said after Derek Carr. Don't do it.
I'm about to say the next one.
Don't do it. I'm going to give you an opportunity not to do it into a microphone. You did it in the meeting on the call. I'm going to give you the opportunity to not do it into the microphone.
So, I over-dramatized an example earlier.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're starting here.
But here's where I was going with the Kirk Cousins example. It's over-dramatized. But if he gets traded to the Rams like Matthew Stafford did and wins a championship, then you look back at all of those numbers like we're doing with Matthew Stafford and say he's a Hall of Famer.
That's fair. You didn't add that if part earlier.
But that's because the Hall of Fame now is about longevity. It's about, because players get to play longer, the game isn't as physical, and they get to preserve their bodies and luck, good for them. And the game isn't as physical. Like, I remember an NFL when it was always two tight ends. Like when you was inside the five, we going goal line.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's like five wide receivers.
Oh, two tight ends and two running backs. We got a fullback. We need a 260-pound bruiser to clear the hole. Yeah.
Whatever happened to a fullback? You know what I mean? And so, like, the numbers are going to be inflated. And so the same thing happens in basketball. The exact same thing. Because of the eras are different, the numbers are going to... The goal is always to try to get more people to watch offense. So what I'm saying to you is Devontae Adams was speaking gibberish at this point when he was talking about Derek Carr and his Hall of Fame candidacy. But what I'm saying is if they have five good years and they make it to the AFC Championship once or twice, maybe a Super Bowl once, people going to look back at Derek Carr's numbers and be like, he a Hall of Famer.
We'll see. But he's still got a lot to accomplish. I think Matt Stafford is not exactly analogous to those two quarterbacks because he had so much road behind him already when he put that cherry on top. You know what I mean?
Really? Like, Oh, really? Oh, you know what? Oh, really? Oh, you want to do this? All right. You got an intelligent phone in your hand?
I do have an intelligent phone.
Okay. How many passing yards does Matthew Stafford have and how many does Derek Carr have? Just out of curiosity. I know Stafford has more.
Stafford's got double. I'm going to say double. That's what I mean by road behind him.
Well, he's been more durable. He's a durable lion. We'll call it
50,000 for Matt Stafford.
Yeah, he's a great lion. He's going in our ring of honor.
And then 50,000.
Do you know how much of an honor it is to be in the Lions' ring of honor? Do you understand?
And 31,000 for Derek Carr. So he got some work to do. Like I said, Matt Stafford had a little bit more road behind him when he got there. Okay.
Right. So now in today's NFL, that 30,000 will be 42,000 in three seasons. Be 45,000 in three seasons.
God willing. But he certainly got Renfro, Waller, and Adams out there now. Like he's got all the tools that he needs. He's got to look in the mirror if this doesn't work out for him this year. Big shout out to him. I'm rooting for the Raiders this year. It's just like the Knicks. Like the league is just better when these teams are good. You know what I mean? Like it's
ding,
just better.
Ding, 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 ding. Nicholas Tuss plays Steve Harvey and just gave me a stat that my eyes, what these big aviators showed me. Over the last 5 years, they have the same amount of passing yards.
Good. Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is allowing the people to contribute to the show. We want to hear from you. 985-80-JALEN is the number that you call because our best content comes from you, our podcast family. So sit down at the dinner table and start the conversation by calling 985-80-JALEN. We'll put you on the show just like this.
What's up, guys? It's Carson from 603. Shout out to New Hampshire. Question for both of you. I have my first big boy job, so we're going to go on a little vacation this year. Me and some friends, me and the boys. We were thinking about going to Greece. Not exactly sure where yet. My island hopped to a couple places. The question that I have for you guys today is... I've been talking to some girls. I'm going to Greece, and they say they want to come too. Should I go with the girl to Greece along with the boys, or should I get there to Greece and meet some women out in Greece? I would love a response. Keep giving the people what they want. Medicinal. Yep.
Wow, I love Carson's confidence. I like his confidence. He's like, should I bring my girl to Greece or should I just hook up with the girls that are already there? Because it's fish in a barrel for me because I'm Carson from New Hampshire. It's almost like those are two completely different trips. Completely different trips. In Greece, I went to Greece after the Athens Olympics. We island hopped around there. Shout to Eos. That was one of my favorites. I had a great time. But it was a group setting. But going with the boys and going with your girl are two very different things. Like it's so romantic out there, It's just so lovely. It's great to have a female companion there. So if I'm you, I hope you really got a good big boy job. Cake and eat it too. Boys for 4 or 5 days, and then fly out the girl to finish it, finish the deal. That's my suggestion, Carson.
You took the easy way out at the end. You cowered out. You know he can't do that.
Okay, if he can't do that, then you got to go with the boys.
He's going to be there for 5 days and fly out there for a half a night.
Then you go with the boys. That's it. It's already a boys' trip. The boys are already planning it. And then what are you going to say to your friends? Oh, by the way, I loved our Grease idea. I'm going to use it with me and Sarah. No. You got to go with the boys then. You're going to make me pick a side. I'm going with the boys.
So, Jacoby, I think I'm about to make the most controversial answer to a voicemail in the history of this show.
No chance. I can't think of what's number one in the top spot right now, but I'm sure you've said some wild stuff we had to edit out.
So this is Jacoby said it, but he said it for different reasons than I'm about to say. It's two different trips. So I'm also talk to you about two different intentions.
Okay.
Right? So first off, and this is the controversial answer. This goes for women to men and men to women. If you don't love the person, don't go on a trip with them.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I know y'all just met at the club. I know y'all been hitting each other up on IG. I know y'all just met and y'all done hung out a couple of times.
Carson didn't set it up like we've been together for 3 years. This is her name. She's in the car with me right now. No.
Correct.
That's not what he said.
They don't live together. They ain't got no kids together. That ain't his girlfriend. You see what I'm saying? The worst idea you can have, trust me, y'all, men and women, is to take somebody out of this freaking country that you don't love.
Can I add to this, Jalen?
Do not do that.
Can I add to this?
But. There's a B-side. There's some fine print. There's some fine print. I told you this is a controversial answer. There's some fine print. Right now, when you download an application, you're just going to put yes, 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 yes. You're not going to read it. It can say, give me an arm. Give me a limb. It can say anything. You're going to say yes because you want the app. Let me tell you the fine print, though. There is some equity in importing the fund.
Mm-hmm.
Versus chasing the fund at a new location where you don't know your way around. And then you out of your element. You know, just think about this.
I got something to add to this. There's someone who's been island hopping in Greece. It sounds like a good idea now, but if you have the whole globe or that budget at your fingertips, there's better places for boys' vacations. Get some golf involved, maybe domestic, you know what I mean? So you could kind of like talk to females a little bit easier, a little less barriers of entry, language barriers, and you're not just like another like drunk American trying to holler at the bartender in Eos or Mykonos. And it's a whole different vibe out there in Greece. Like, it's not Myrtle Beach, it's not Miami, it's not Atlanta, it's not LA, it's not Houston. It's a whole different thing. And you think the island hopping sounds cool? It's not. I've done it. You wait in 2 hours for the ferry. Ferry's never on schedule. You're sitting on a ferry for 3 hours. You get off the ferry. You got to get to your place that you're probably staying at some dude's garage that you just met next outside of the ferry. It's not glamorous, island hopping. You spend a lot of time traveling from island to island, and those travel days eat up your vacation days.
So I'm saying, let me tell you.
Remix the boys' vacation. Greece sounded good while y'all was hanging out and smoking, but we should reconsider this destination.
Let me tell you what isn't fun. What isn't fun is if you're on a vacation with somebody that you don't love, what isn't fun is the other 22 hours of the day.
Well, I think two, I'll take the under on two, but sure, yeah.
I'm even building in more than one session for people like you.
Oh, I know. I'm still taking the under on two. But there's all the meals. You know what I mean? Because
right.
Also,
it even take you 30 minutes to get room service.
And all that traveling too, like the people get cranky. You know what I mean? Because like it ain't they don't run these ferries on clockwork like they do out here in the States. You know what I mean? Like it's coming in the afternoon. Like, I got
Keep
a flight to connect to. They're like,
trip.
Yeah, it'll be here maybe the evening, afternoon,
Keep
noon.
It
yeah, kind of wait around.
Make plans for the boys.
Yes.
Set up to go to the gym. Set up to go to the spa. Set up a couple of club nights.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a strip club every night.
Yes.
And here's the thing you do. You go somewhere, two things, American travelers. Like, sometimes we're so dumb and we're so egotistical as Americans, we think we're the only people vacationing somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like,
and we think everybody speak English. We like
right.
just walk up to people in their country being like, yo, where the bathroom at? Like, what?
Right. Right. Or because you're on vacation, don't assume that everybody else gonna be so bubbly to try to host you. You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying? And so keep it a boys trip.
Don't go to Greece. Don't go
and
to
don't
Greece.
Go to Greece. You gotta
Didn't.
Go somewhere where they speak English. You gotta go somewhere where the American dollar has power.
Yes.
You need to get into like a taxi and be able to talk and communicate.
Yes, and he said he just got a job, so I'm putting him in like early 20s. I'm putting him at like 23, 24. That's when you wild out with the boys and make memories. You don't go to Greece and have a cultural
yeah, you don't
vacation
go to Greece,
where
no.
you enjoy the countryside and the fine sands.
No, y'all like, need to go to – no, I got it. Y'all need to just go to Miami.
Just go to Miami like everybody else does.
Yeah, that's what y'all need to
or
just
like
do.
Or like a Myrtle Beach. You know what yeah. I mean? If you want to golf a little bit. Save yourself all that money traveling around, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Carson, you're going to thank us. And then when you're in love and you live with somebody, you've been together, you're going to pop the question. That's when you go to island hopping in Greece with your significant other.
Well, yeah, because, I mean.
It's romantic out there,
let's
dog.
Have an adult conversation. International trips seem to lead to unprotected sex.
Okay, thank you so much for listening to Jalen and Jacoby today. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't know how that happened,
and that's why.
But if we want to have a show tomorrow, we're probably gonna have to shut this one down today.
But think about this: if you're traveling like 10 hours with somebody, on a plane, in Ubers. You know, getting on, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that just furthers my point. Like, don't go out of the country with somebody you don't love is my opinion. Male
I
or
agree.
Female.
I agree. Carson, if
what you
not
gonna do
late.
At 5 in the morning? Dog, you wake up, it's palm trees everywhere, it's ocean everywhere. You in Greece, you been eating all the great food and all that. At 5 in the morning, you ain't going to the drawer.
You're not going to the drawer. I want to thank Mark Jackson for coming on the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen? Anthony Rose.
We're not done. We're not done.
Might be.
Practice safe sex.
Please.
We are not done.
Got to give the people.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.